Donna Brown spent 26 years in the nation's third oldest city police department. She retired 11 years ago. But while so many first responders spend their retirement on the golf course, traveling the world, or simply relaxing, Brown felt compelled to stay in touch with her first profession and its practitioners.
For years, I've been told by friends and family that I should write. I laugh and chuckle at the nuns from my Catholic school upbringing might be very happy about that. But I never thought about that. And I said, when things became so negative in the media for law enforcement over the past couple of years, I had the idea of, gosh, there's so much more that people don't know.
But Brown wants potential readers to know in advance that her book is by no means a cops are always right and everyone else is always wrong kind of tome. She says she and the vast majority of those in law enforcement are appalled and frankly mortified whenever a colleague willfully violates their public trust.
I don't even like the term of bad cops. Are there people in the law enforcement or first responder profession that possibly or probably shouldn't be in that line of work? Absolutely. But that's no different than any other profession. And those who are good cops and good people and love serving their community, absolutely, it's hard for them to see some of the stuff that they see.
Brown sees a lot of the negative perception of law enforcement on the part of the public to be part of old stereotypes and downright falsehoods.
I will tell you one thing that truly bothered me when I was an officer, and I know it bothers officers now, is like if they're in a restaurant or somewhere out in public and a child is acting up and the parent grabs a child and says, if you don't behave, I'm going to have that officer arrest you. You're instilling fear into that child that an officer is a bad thing. They're going to take you to jail or what, and that's not true.
Although Brown admits, as cities like Tallahassee have grown, the friendly neighborhood cop persona has become ever tougher for the average street patrol officer to project.
When I was hired in 1979, TPD was certainly smaller. I think the agency was roughly 150 officers, which they're pushing 400. Policing itself has changed over the years, and this is my opinion. It appears that policing is often call-driven now. The officers are bouncing from call to call to call, where for me, when I was still working the streets, you know, the city closed down, especially when the students weren't in town. The city closed down at, you know, midnight, 2 o'clock at the latest when the bars closed.
Even so, Brown has some advice for today's generation of patrol officers, even as they race from call to call.
I encourage officers, let down your guard. You know, if you are like in an encounter at Starbucks and somebody engages in conversation, do that. You know, humanize the badge, humanize yourself as an officer. Let people know there's a person behind that badge. There's a person inside that uniform, just like the person you're engaging. I mean, officers live in the communities they serve. They love the communities they serve. Their children go to the schools in the communities they serve. I mean, they care about their community.
And so it was that Brown approached some of her old co-workers at TPD, as well as some other first responders, both here and elsewhere, a total of 21 in all, to share their very human stories.
Let me see if I can even get people to participate in the book. And when I started contacting people, I was actually kind of amazed at their willingness to truly open their hearts and let me tell their stories in hopes of giving people a different perspective.
Longtime Tallahasseans will probably know several of the characters Brown includes in her list. And just as Brown found there was a very fulfilling and productive life after TPD, she also follows her subjects into their second careers after retirement. Now Brown is hoping for an appreciative audience for her work.
It's for sale online with either Amazon, Barnes & Noble's, Apple. You can actually go to our website and you can purchase it from the website. It's available in an ebook, in paperback, in hardback, in whatever. Working to get it maybe into some local stores, but I'd love people to read it and I really would love feedback on the book.
Behind and Beyond the Badge by former Tallahassee Police Sergeant Donna Brown, whose story also appears in the book. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.